With observability, it's similar to monitoring, but you also have that part of the technology that applies some type of logic, in this case, you know, machine learning, that allows or gives the end user the ability to predict what's going to happen to their network, to their devices, to their application. And then so they could observe and then analyze this and essentially fix or remediate any of the issues before they happen.
Hello and welcome to the Cisco Learning Network podcast. We're continuing our series, What's the Deal With?, featuring Cisco Learning Network community manager Matt Saunders and lead tech advocate Kareem Iskander asking, what's the deal with, about certain topics in tech. And in this episode, they answer the question, what's the deal with observability? Observability is a process for modern applications that use software tools to detect issues before they become problems. This is done by observing tech stack inputs and outputs. Observability tools collect and analyze data, user experience, infrastructure, and network telemetry to resolve issues before they impact key business performance indicators, or KPIs. Observability is gaining traction and popularity in IT and cloud computing because the more observable a system is, the more quickly and accurately a root cause of a performance problem can be found, which greatly reduces additional testing and coding. But that's just a brief summary. Don't worry, Matt and Kareem dive deep into the finer details of observability and discuss the resources and certification Cisco has produced that ensure your learning and validate your skills in this emerging technology.
So Kareem, episode 2 of What's the Deal With? Glad to be back together with you.
Yeah, me too. The first episode was fun. We talked a little bit about multi-cloud and, you know, what are we doing from a learning and certification perspective. And we're back at it again. It's always fun to do these with you, Matt.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to everybody that gave us feedback on the first episode. Seemed to be pretty well received by the community and other folks. So it was nice. Thanks everybody for your feedback.
So what are we talking about today? What's the deal with what today?
So my question for you, Kareem, on this episode. So with Cisco, connectivity and security have long been cornerstones of the organization, of the company, right? And lately, we've seen the idea of observability also become more of a part of the core tenets of the company. So what's the deal with that? What are we talking about when we talk observability?
So have you ever seen the show back in like 2014, 15 called Fringe?
No, I don't think I ever got a chance.
Anybody? Just me. Okay, so in Fringe, there was like this character. They called it the Observer. The character's role was basically to go back in time and they can try time travel. So they can go in the future and back in time, but they can observe events that happen from the past and predict what's going to happen in the future. And so they could go to the future and prevent it, or great show. Like if you haven't checked it out, it's pretty awesome. I was hooked on it for a while. So it's the same idea for the network. Basically, you know, we've had monitoring. Monitoring is something that's been part of our networks and our applications and our data centers. And from a Cisco perspective for a long time, you could watch what's happening with your network via telemetry or via APIs, whatever it is that, you know, you choose to leverage, and you get information about what's happening. But what was lacking is you could not predict what was going to happen. And this is where observability comes in place. And so with observability, it's similar to monitoring, but you also have that part of the technology that applies some type of logic, in this case, you know, machine learning, that allows or gives the end user the ability to predict what's going to happen to their network, to their devices, to their application. And then so they could observe and then analyze this and essentially fix or remediate any of the issues before they happen. And so this is like in a nutshell what observability is. And observability happens within Cisco throughout different products. They're called differently, but at the end of the day, it's an observability.
Nice. And would you say that the fuel of this capability for our company, for Cisco, and for network engineers integrating Cisco solutions is fueled by the ThousandEyes acquisition?
Matt is referring here to Cisco's acquisition in August 2020 of Thousand Eyes, Inc. Thousand Eyes offers a platform for internet and cloud intelligence, offering organizations to gain visibility, insights, and control over the digital delivery of applications and services over the internet and cloud. It enables users to visualize any network, obtain actionable insights, and collaborate with service providers.
There are a couple of pieces when we look at observability that comes in play here, right? And a couple of technologies. The core of this all is Thousand Eyes. So Thousand Eyes, they have the different agents, what they call, right? Actually, it's funny because it ties back to French because they're used to be called agents as well. But in Thousand Eyes, you have different agents that allow you to basically put these agents in throughout your entire network, whether your network is in the cloud and you have applications running there, or you have some type of enterprise network running on-prem, or maybe they have agents that are in the ISP's networks, so you can see what's happening there as well. So all of this is basically data collection points, you should say. And they're aggregated in a manner where we can look at that holistically and basically figure out where is there a high latency, for instance, or maybe a cloud provider is having network issues or they're down or there's security issues there. Thousand Eyes itself will allow you to detect that and allow you to exactly pinpoint where you're having latency issues within your network. And we know, like, traditional network doesn't exist anymore, right? There's no such thing as one network that sits in a colo somewhere and that's it. Our networks are spread and networks are divided between on-prem and cloud, right? Multi-cloud, on-prem, different cloud providers. So being able to have one location where you see where everything is happening is actually pretty crucial. The core of it is essentially Thousand Eyes. But then if we go a little bit up the stack, right, and we also have AppDynamics. So being able to pinpoint and observe what's happening with your application itself at the application stack layer is also something that is tied into this whole notion of full stack observability. So you have AppDynamics at the top, you know, with application monitoring, watching what's happening, whether it's running in a Kubernetes cluster or, you know, you're running an application in Docker that's running some Python code, you can actually put in some agents in your code to see what's happening with the, why is your application is not performing. And then you take that data and you go down a little bit where you have Thousand Eyes now monitoring the hops between your application to the next level down to all the way to the end user. And then we also have our device level from a controller level observability, which is part of like the Cisco Catalyst Center or the vManage of SD-WAN. Like all of these have their ability to be able to get data from the different connectivities and the different connections between your on-prem and multi-cloud to be able to allow you to have this massive data bank to be able to essentially figure out where's it going wrong or what's happening with my traffic and where is it lagging, essentially.
That's a fantastic explanation, Kareem. Thank you for summarizing that and summarizing it in such a human and clear manner as well. So you mentioned network visibility, monitoring and visibility, app visibility, security observability, and really how all of that leads us to full stack observability. And so my follow-up question for that is, when we talk about all of these capabilities tied together, from a learning and really certification standpoint, with our new certification offering of what we're calling network assurance, that's where, from our standpoint, this new specialist certification comes into play. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's exactly what we had in mind when we released our Enterprise Network Assurance certification.
What I personally always love about the way I see certain folks in the community think about the certification preparation process is how well laid out the exam topics or the exam blueprints that we publish are, and how that can really be the learning guide, the learning map for when you're trying to learn a new set of skills or kind of help to prepare to validate that set of skills. So that's one thing that I love about the exam topics I wanted to mention for this exam. So the exam is called Designing and Implementing Enterprise Network Assurance. So we have all the topics laid out for what you need to learn, not only to be prepared to pass the exam successfully and earn the specialist certification, but just to perform the job, right? To work in the environment.
As Matt just mentioned, the Designing and Implementing Enterprise Network Assurance, or ENNA exam, certifies a candidate's knowledge of network assurance design and implementation, encompassing platforms and architecture, data collection and implementation, as well as data analysis, insights, and alerts. Successfully passing this exam will earn you an Enterprise Network Assurance Specialist certification, which you can use in conjunction with the 350-401 Encore exam toward earning your CCNP Enterprise certification. To learn more about this certification and exam, please be sure to visit the Cisco Learning Network.
If you've taken any of the Cisco certification exams, the blueprint is your guide, right? And it's kind of like your starting point. Specifically here for the network assurance certification exam, everything that we just talked about from, you know, what is observability, what is network assurance, and how is it all tied together, we're testing you on this because these are, like you said, the skills that you need to perform this job as a specialist. And so if we drill in here to the blueprint, if you're looking at it with us, we talk about the platform and architecture, right? We want to make sure that you understand the different platforms that come in play when it comes to network assurance. In this case, we talked about ThousandEyes. We talked about how, you know, in 1.4, for instance, it's talking, or the 1.2, for instance, it's talking about determined agent locations to meet network assurance and security requirements. This is straight out of ThousandEyes having different agents and where to deploy them, how to deploy them, and how to read that route from one agent to the other to be able to see if your network is performing as it should, right? And so we have things like WAN Insights, which is a feature part of ThousandEyes. We want to make sure that you are aware, and we want to be able to know that you can describe it and talk for it, because then when you go use it, you can actually leverage these features. And now we talked about observability is not just one product and that's it, right? You have different pieces to it, right? And so we want to be able to ask you questions, and we want you to be able to perform the job task to see the connections between ThousandEyes, between SD-WAN vManage, between Cisco Catalyst Manager, which is what we used to be called Cisco DNA Center, WebEx Control Hub, Meraki Insights. All of these are talking to each other and giving you some data to be able to do the whole network assurance bit, right? And then from there, this bunch of telemetry and data is getting sent out. We want to be able to test you on how do you implement some type of data collection to allow you to aggregate all that data and make some informative decisions, right? And so talk about configuration of enterprise agents in ThousandEyes. We drill in to configure tests using tools such as ThousandEyes Meraki Insights, right? Meraki itself, if you look at the Meraki dashboard today, you have Meraki Insights, which is a built-in integration into ThousandEyes, allowing you, where your Meraki sites are created, to deploy these agents from your dashboard and then get the data back. We want to be able to kind of ask you and test you and to make sure that you can configure this so you can have your network assurance. You know, if you look at it, it's actually pretty logical too. We test you on the features of the product, to how it talks to each other and how to configure it. Now, we test you on how to configure the data collection portion of it. And then finally, which makes sense, is to basically look at the data from a holistic perspective and analyze it, right? And looking at diagnosing any problems, how do you fix it? And end device network issues, or, you know, from a gateway issue, how do you do that? How do you fix any of that? And then finally, we want to be able to do something with the faults. So insights and alerts, how do you manage these and say, put in thresholds when I have a latency of higher than whatever millisecond, I need to send an alert out to so I can fix it. And so this is configuring alerts based on network architecture and condition, based on NetFlow. It's a really, really well-written blueprint, and I think it covers exactly what you need for the job market to become this next-level network engineer that has a specialization in network assurance. So makes perfect sense to me. And I'm super excited about this. It's something that it's not just super product specific. It's a slew of products talking to each other. And then you have the skill set to say, I am a network engineer that knows the protocols. How do I take that to the next level to manage it all together and be able to basically get the best out of my network from a performance perspective?
I really agree. That's exactly what I was thinking, is that it's a beautiful accumulation of various solutions to bring it all together and put it all kind of like under one umbrella and really help make it clear for the network engineers of how they should be learning the different pieces and bring and tying it all together. Yeah, I think this is just an absolute brilliant offering. And something that doesn't always happen when we release a new certification is we have all the learning available today in Cisco U.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I mean, being able to say, I have the blueprint, know exactly where I have a learning resource that I can count on that's matched to that blueprint. I can just go focus on my studying and then basically accomplish that test. And, you know, it's really good to have that blueprint to training alignment, especially if you're after multiple certifications. It saves you a lot of time from having to go out and get different pieces yourself. And this is our blueprint, Cisco, so learning and certification specifically. So who's best to train you on the blueprint than the folks that wrote the blueprint, right?
And I'll give another plug for the work that you and your team have done with the tutorial writing in Cisco U as well. So I know many of the tutorials that you already have put together in there will relate back to this as well. So much like great opportunity to supplement the learning in the learning path as well. You can go and get some hands-on by following various tutorials, etc. So really just another plug and kudos for that.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Like, it's definitely, if you're listening to this, we have a focus on writing tutorials around this certification itself. And so tutorials, like, as you know by now, are all free. And so just head over to u.cisco.com if you get an account there, or if you have a CCO account, just log in. Simply look for the ENNA tutorials. They're going to give you 30, 40 minutes hands-on practice on some of the blueprint topics that we talked about here. You could use it two ways. You could use it as, hey, is this certification interesting to me? And so you could get a bit of a taste of what to expect when you're doing the job, or if you want to go after this certification. And secondly, you could use it as supplementary learning. You know, you could use that lab to see if you can actually configure agents to get data collections, for instance, right? Use these tutorials for your benefit to better prep you for the certification exam.
Perfect. Okay, so to wrap, one, as a time travel media nerd, any media about time travel, I've got a new show to watch, which I'm genuinely excited about. So thank you for mentioning that. I had no idea that's what Fringe was about, so I'm excited.
I might just go back and watch it now.
That's the deal with observability and network assurance. Thank you, Kareem.
Thank you, Matt. These are fun, and stick around for our next episode. Wonder what we're going to talk about.
One never knows unless they can time travel or predict the future.
That's it for our second episode of What's the Deal with That, featuring community manager Matt Saunders and lead tech advocate Kareem Iskander. If you'd like to learn more about observability and the Network Assurance Specialist certification, please visit the Cisco Learning Network at learningnetwork.cisco.com. There, you can find all kinds of resources like study guides, training videos, exam topics, and an entire community that can help you in your learning journey. And please subscribe to the Cisco Learning Network podcast to hear more news about Cisco's certification portfolio and stories from others who are on their certification paths. Thanks for listening.